Mashmuel, lo yamid adam v'gag zeh. A person should not stand on one roof. V'yikloit megishom imigag l'shechaveroi. And like your friend's roof, your friend that your neighbor next to you, on the top of his roof, there's like rainwater coming down. So you want to like grab that rainwater and bring it to you. You're not allowed to do it. Why? Shekeshem shed yuren chalukim l'mata, just like underneath the roof, there's the two houses, and there, since different people live in each house, you're not allowed to carry from one house to another house without an erev chatzeris. Is kach yuren chalukim l'mala. The same thing on top of the roofs. Even on top of the roof, you don't live there. It's not really called the makam that you live. So therefore, one svar would be, and we paskin like that, that since the roofs are a rishus ha-yachid, even though from one roof to another roof, you are allowed to carry. Still, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says not like that. But you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, since underneath the roofs, there's yiru chalukim. It's called different rishus. So again, Han and Mili, when was this said? Linyan Shabbos. This is only a svara for Ilcha Shabbos, this is only said. That's Linyan Shabbos, the two roofs, one next to another, is called two different rishus. Avlinyan get, mashenken by the get, atayim mishunk feidahu, v'kulei ha'ila kasi inshin. Even in the case that the wife does not own the roof is owned by the husband. The husband owns both these two houses, and she's on top of one roof. So here the svar is the husband allows her, like even if the get falls on the second roof, she could also be kind of her get. Because as a svar, the husband is not makpid upon the makam of the get. Since Lamaisa, on top of the roof, nobody lives there. So it's not such a difference between this roof and the next roof. See, although Vilchus Shabbos, you say there is a difference, but Vilchus Gittin, though, is all called one place, and therefore the get would be good. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Shtei Chatzeres, if you have two chatzes, Zu lefnim mizu, one is inside the other one. And what's going to be like this? Like 2 yards, a smaller yard in the middle, and then there's a bigger yard around the smaller yard. Now, Panim Yishalo, the wife owns the middle, the inside yard, and the outside yard belongs to the husband. You should know that the mechitzas of the outside one is above, is taller than the mechitzah around the inside one. And now it's like this. And the husband throws the get from his chotzer into her chotzer. So kivon shegiel li'aver mechitzas achitzoina. Once the get comes to the aver of the mechitzas achitzoina, once the get comes into the aver of the mechitzas achitzoina, raise the megareshes. She is megareshes. Even though what? It did not come into her chotzer. The outside chotzer, the outside yard belongs to him. Still we say once it came into the inside mechitzas achitzoina, the get is good. The question is, my time, what's the reason? Penimi is gufa, the mechitzas hachitzoina kamintra. Now the svar is, the walls around the outside yard is much taller and bigger than the walls around the inside yard. So really, the big walls on the outside is also protecting hachatzar. It's also protecting the middle chatzera. So therefore, these outside walls like help for her also. Therefore, it's called like it's minta for her sake. Therefore, the get is good. Rashi says, "Regilo lishtamer hilkach mishubedes hain lo v'koni lo." Like these outside walls are also mishubed, like protect her chatzera. So therefore, it's also called like she owns those outside walls. So therefore, as soon as the get comes inside the outside walls, the get is also called she's kind of the get. Ma'ashen kein bekupos, but you do not say this svara by stam baskets by kupos. What does that mean? Shtei kupas, you have 2 barrels, let's say. Zu b'teich zu, a smaller barrel inside a bigger barrel. Penimi shalo, she owns the smaller, the inside barrel. V'chitzayna shalai, the outside bigger barrel belongs to the husband. V'zorku lo, and here he throws the get to her. Afilu agia li'avir penimis, even if it comes into the avir. This space, the middle space, that's above her barrel. Ain't a megareshes. So here we say, no, the get is no good. My time, what's the reason? Because it did not rest, did not reach there. So since it did not reach there, Rashi says, well, the holainach, v'yein mechitzas kli asuyin le'aviron, lishmar. Here it's a svara, the walls of a barrel is not made to watch the space of the barrel. The kli is only made to put stuff inside it. It's not there to watch its space. So since the walls is not there to watch the space, when the get comes in the space of the barrel, before the get is not watched. So therefore, since it's not watched, the get is no good. When the get would reach the bottom of her barrel, then she would be megareshes. So Gemara asks, why? My heve. Kelo shalakeach v'shus meichahu. It's here we're talking about her small barrel is inside his big barrel. So her barrel is inside his barrel. So really her reshus, her kli, is inside the husband's kli. See, even if something comes inside her kli, why do we say she's kind of, she's megareshes? She should not be kainer it. It's bekelev shel meicher, it's b'shus ha-meicher. So Gemara says, Hachal Ma'eskino, we're talking about over here, the kupa shelo shelayim. We're talking about over here, a basket that has no bottom to it. There's no bottom to this basket, to this barrel. So therefore Rashi says, shelo shelayim, to find us mechaz agave karka, that the sides of it is landing on the ground itself. So therefore we say, that if she has the middle barrel, so when the get comes in, it doesn't, like, in other words, it's not her barrel is inside his barrel. Because there are no bottom pieces to the barrels. The two barrels are on the ground itself. So her middle barrel, when it's on the ground, it's hers. So therefore, when the get comes inside her barrel is kainerit for her. And it's not considered her barrel is in the reshus of the husband. Because it's not by the reshus of the husband. It's in his own, it's in her own reshus. Therefore, the get would be good. Now the Mishnah says, Beishamai says, Alochur is, if a man has a get yoshen, we learned this before already, if after the husband has the get written up, and then he lives with his wife, before he gives her the get, that's called the get yoshen. Shabbat says he can still use the get yoshen. Even though the husband had the get written up today, and then tomorrow he lives with his wife, and then he wants to give her the get the next day, it's okay. Ubeisil said, no, you can't use such a get. Now, we'll soon see in the Gemara why. But the Mishnah explains, V'yezel get yoshim, what's called an old get? Kol shenis yachad ima meyachad shekosvalo. After the husband had the get written up, now he has yichud, he's found alone with his wife, so automatically the get is possible, according to Beis Hillel, you're not allowed to use such a get. So Mer says, B'maikim, what's the machlokes? Like, why does Beis Shammai say no, and why does Beis Hillel say yes? So Mer says, Beis Shammai savri, Beis Shammai holds, Loyar, meaning we do not say, Gezeira, Shema, Yomrul, Gita, Kaidan, Lebna. We have to be afraid, some, maybe if they do live together, maybe she'll become pregnant now. And if so, people will know that the get was written much earlier. So people will think the husband gave his wife the get right away, and she became pregnant after the get. So it's not nice. Like people start talking bad things about them, that they lived together after they gave the get. So that's why. Beis Shammai says we do not make this gezeira. Therefore, even though they live together, but since the get was not given yet, the get was only written. As long as the get was not given yet, so what? They're allowed to live together. So later, then the husband could use this get. Oh, Beis Hillel Savrino Amrina, we do say this gezeira. Beis Hillel says Amrina gezeira. Shema Yerma, we're afraid maybe people will say Gita Kaidim Lebna. That if we're going to let the husband first write up a get, and then even if he lives with his wife again, still we say he's allowed to use that get, we have to be afraid maybe she'll become pregnant. And people will say that the first get, the get was given before they lived together. So there'll be mighty laws that they live with Erev Znus. That's why we tell the husband he's not allowed to use such a get. That once you're miyachid with your wife, afterwards you're not allowed to use this get. All right, turn over. This Gemara says, Omer Rav Abba Mashmuel im Niseis. Let's say, even according to Beis Hillel, that the husband first had the get written up and then he lived with his wife. And then he gave her the get and she remarried. The Loch was Leiteitzei. That Avadim with the rights to the get was good, and even with the Rabbanim, we don't make them get divorced a second time. Vika the army, some say no. Omer Rav Abba Omer Shmuel im Nizgarsha. Not only if she remarried already, but if the husband did use this get, he wrote the get up first, then he lived with his wife, and then he gave her the get. Once the husband gave her the get, Allah Khurit Tinaf Lakhila. Now we let her use this get. In other words, that Beis Hillel says the get yoshin is posel, it means lechatchila, the husband is not supposed to use that get. If he had the get written up and then he lived with his wife, he's not supposed to use the get. But if he does use the get, if he does give his wife the get, now that she receives it, it's called the good get, midirais, and even midirabanan, lechatchila, she's allowed to remarry now. And that's the way we hold. Now the Mishnah says like this. Kosav lishum malchus sheino hagenis. There's a locha that every get, you have to have the date, you have to have the zman when the get was written, that's a din midirabanan. You have to have the date when the get was written. Now what's called the date? You're supposed to write the date of the king that you have around your place. Let's say they wrote the wrong type of a date. That means they wrote a kosav lishum malchus sheino hagenis. So Rashi says, mi shoye babovil. The kosav and he wrote vishnas kach v'kach l'malchus acheres. He was supposed to write the date. This is the year of the third year of the king of Babel. Instead, he wrote, this is the third year of the king of someplace else. So it's not called the good get, and therefore the get is possible. Or else, l'shun malchus modai. Or else he said, the year of the king of modai. Or l'shun malchus yavon, the Greek kingdom that was already destroyed already. We don't have those kingdoms anymore. Or else the person writes, l'binyan abayis. This is the distant year of the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Or else, l'churban abayis. This is the 20th year after l'churban abayis. That's not the date you're supposed to write in the get. We'll see, there's a special takonam, what type of a date you're supposed to write in the get. You're supposed to write it how many years of the king of where you're living. And not the date of the Churban Abayis. So all these cases, the get is possible. Or else, hoye b'mizrach, you're on the east side of L.A. The kosan was written in the get for Marav on the west side of L.A. Or else, b'marav b'kosan b'mizrach. The halacha in all these cases is, teitze mizeh mizeh. That get is possible. And even if she remarried now to a second husband, she has to receive a second get from the first husband, and the second husband also has to give her a get now. It's called she's living b'yissa, because the first get would look as if it was no good. So that's called teitze mizeh mizeh. Or tzricha get mizeh mizeh. She needs a get from both of them. V'yein lo, she does not receive like suba, she does not receive the suba from either of them. For like perish, she doesn't get back perish. Rashi says, din perish etiknu lo l'isha, pekuna, mishiv yatachas peris, v'leilu ein l'klum, she doesn't get peris, v'lei mizoyne, she doesn't get fed, v'lei beloyes, she doesn't get the old clothing that was ruined, that she brought in, she can't take home with her, loy alzeh, v'loy alzeh, not from the first husband, not from the second husband, it's all tanai ksuba she doesn't receive. What about in notla, let's say she took him already, mizeh, mizeh, either from the first husband or from the second husband, lachris tachzer, she has to receive the money of the peris, the money of the mizoynis, the money of the beloyes, all these things she has to return. And second, also, vahavlad mamzer. If she did give birth from the second one, vahavlad mamzer, mizeh, mizeh, and the vlad's a mamzer from both of them. What does it mean from both of them? Rashi says, in mechzira rishon, if the first husband takes her back now, the old one she gives birth to him, then have a mamzer mit rabbonin. The kids called the mamzer mit rabbonin. But since the rabbonin said she's not allowed to marry him, it's called the mamzer mit rabbonin. Mit rabbonin, this get is no good, and therefore the kid is a mamzer. For let's say the husband is a kohen. Neither of these two husbands, if she dies, are they allowed to be metama to her? And since the rabbana now they're not allowed to be married, therefore they can't be metama. They can't be oisik in burying her. For anything she finds, neither of these two husbands get it, because she's aiming to get a get, like she's not really called staying by them. For loy b'maisi yodeh, the work that she does did not go back to the husbands. For loy b'yaforos the derer, neder that she makes, the husbands now, neither of them could be made for it. What about hoysa bas Yisrael? Let's say she was a bas Yisrael, is neselus minakuna. She's not allowed to remarry to a kohen now. It's called she had a bia de iser. It's called she's an ashes ish that was living with another man, and therefore she has a loch of a zayna, and therefore she's possible to get married to a kohen. What about bas Levi? Let's